next application is case number 9937. It's the application of Joe Mancuso. An application on road 277 east of Ridgeway Court, being lot 16 and north half of lot 17, block T, within angle by the Bay Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Jay Mancuso, Brown Lane, Van Brunner Drive, Kingston, Delaware. I do.
The applicant is requesting a variance of 6.4 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback, requesting a 1.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback, requesting a 0.1-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. A permit in the zoning permit was issued on 06. The addition is being built on top of existing foundations. And I don't see why I'm here, since it was existing.
So did you have a permit issued in 06?
Yes, I have a copy right here.
Okay. And you built this, you built on top of these older?
Right, they found on the top of, and I put an addition on the back.
Okay.
Who obtained the permit?
I did.
Okay, and on the permit, it stated what your setback requirements were.
Actually, I don't know. It doesn't say anything. When I applied for the permit, I explained to them that.
Copy of the permit? Can you give that to Mr. Lane?
Mr. Lane, you'll pass it down first. Yeah, please.
There's the permit.
Yeah, hold on to that. You want to hold on to that one? Do we just need the form? That right there.
Let
me see. The permit states front yard setback being 30, side yard setback being 10, rear yard setback being 20, and you make reference that it is an undersized lot, which would allow the 10-foot side yard setback.
Okay.
Who built this addition for you?
I did.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you're building on top of something that's been there for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go up, you're adding to it, and that you're creating an encroachment, so that's why you're here. The building was already encroaching, but it was legal as it was. But once you started playing around and adding to it,
okay,
then you created encroachments.
And how come I never been told when I went for the permit?
The permit does tell you what the side setbacks are. You just didn't read it.
Well, what I have
10 feet.
What I have over here says a permit for zoning and building.
What Mr. Lang just read told you had 10-foot side setbacks. That's what you got to read. You just got to read the doggone thing. 10-foot side. You know, it's easy to see.
When I went to apply for the permit, I specifically asked them, and they said since it's existing, it doesn't apply to you. Now, if you don't have communication between zoning and permit, building.
Okay, but you added to the other side, is that correct?
No, I just added on the back. Actually, I cut it shorter from my next neighbor, 4 foot.
The survey shows that you're a second story addition to a dwelling, right?
Excuse me?
The survey shows second story addition to dwelling. It's a survey dated March 9th of 07.
Actually, the survey, yeah, because it took them about a good 4 or 5 months to get back to me.
Okay. But what they're showing is that the first floor, I'm assuming being the first floor, is 9.9 feet on that one side.
Right.
And when they found the house, they located your house, they also found that you were 23.6 from the front and 8.2 feet from the side, on the opposite side.
Right.
But and why you're here and why we have that variance is listed, those three listed variances are because you had three encroachments into the side and front setback. But you're here to try to remedy what you already had.
Excuse me?
You're here to remedy what you
right,
already
done. Exactly.
That's why you're here.
Right. The existing pot plant shows the existing, it used to be a trailer actually. And the previous owner, I don't know what he did to it. I have pictures of the existing premises. You want to look at it?
Yeah.
It's built on foundations and blocks.
So the original before you did your construction?
Yes. That's the front.
Right.
And the back.
So you tore all that down?
No.
No, you just...
I took it down to the foundations, to the box. Well, not the whole thing, just the, actually 24 feet from the left side.
So, understanding this was already a problem, and you applied for a permit, so you took the responsibility to know, to understand what the setbacks were. And that's a point Mr. Burrow was making.
I guess I did.
You got the number written in.
So this is now a two-story home?
Yes. Thank you. Well, all of them have this two-story, the left side. The right side is still the same. It's the same.
But the left side did not intrude any more into the, encroaching any more into the setback. You went on the same, and you tore it down to the foundation, you used the same foundation, but you went up two stories on that part.
Okay. Exactly.
And how old was the original?
I think it from 1962 or 64, I'm not sure.
How long have you owned it?
Since nine? I think 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Before you started, this is how it looked?
Yes.
Okay. So this obviously isn't something... It doesn't appear to be something from the 1960s, so apparently...
Well, the previous owner must have put a siding and an airframe roof and...
Mr. Lamb, any other permits for the property and since the 1960s?
Actually, I probably have a permit years back for airframe roof on the back.
The assessment record still makes reference to the original 1969 Schultz 12x65 mobile, but it doesn't make any reference to any... It doesn't show the page for the permits.
Which would have made it non-conforming.
Yeah. But non-conforming based on a present ordinance, but the setback requirements 1969 under the original ordinance was still 30, 10.
How was it?
10. Would have been 30, 10, and 10 in that case. Today it's 30, 10, and 20 because of the undersized lot.
But was there a CO issued after it was set?
I can't tell by this information that's attached. It'd be difficult to verify because it would go back through the previous. Before 83, it went to the books and you had to do it alphabetically, and they weren't listed in alphabetical order, they were just listed by permit.
Okay.
Under that alphabet, so it would be difficult to verify.
In the old way.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions?
No.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
You can have a seat up front, sir, if you'd like.
4-649 Charles Street Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21204.
Yes, she's in favor. Good evening, ma'am. You're in favor of this application?
I am.
Okay, would you state your reasons?
I am an adjacent neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Lincoln's improvements have added value to the entire neighborhood. There's no harm done. And I feel as though I would like to see the property remain as it is with the improvements that he's made.
Okay.
Can you spell your last name, please?
G-O-R-E.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sure.
Is there anyone else in favor? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion to take 9937 under advisement.
Second.
Can I have a motion by Mr. Burton and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9937 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All of them. opposed, motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement, sir. This is moved later on this evening. You may stay if you would like or call the office in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir.
They stay with the fine.
You can get those after the finding of facts, about 2 months. You should be able to get those back. Just come into the office.
Thank you very much.